in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Would you stand with us this morning? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for His blood. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer today. Amen. Just a couple of needs we'd like for you to remember. And remember Sister Erica. Continue to pray for her. This will be 3 weeks coming Tuesday. And she just really needs the Lord to lift her up, to help her in her recovery. And I know the Lord's helping her. I know the Lord's with her. And some things, sometimes we don't understand when there's setbacks and things like that. But I know that God's working. Let's continue to pray for Erica. And let's, Brother Ray made mention today that, is it Rachel or Rebecca? I'm sorry. Rachel Hicks needs the Lord to touch her body. And also remember Creddy and Sister Ray today. Amen. So let's remember those needs and pray that the Lord would move for each and every one of them. And let's pray for our service today. That the Lord help us. All right? Amen. Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, thank you, Lord, for your help. Thank you for your blessings today, Lord. What a wonderful privilege to be in your house. Now, Lord Jesus, would you move upon us? God, touch those that's in need today, Lord. Touch Sister Erica, Lord. God, touch her body. God, I pray that you'd give her healing, Lord Jesus. God, I ask you, Lord God, that you'd touch Sister Ray today. God, touch her body, Lord Jesus. Give her healing this morning, Lord. God, I pray that you'd touch Creddy, Lord. God, that you would touch her. Lord, I pray, God, that you would give her healing today, we pray. Lord Jesus, would you move on this service today? Let the Holy Ghost come by. Let the presence of God come by and touch us, Lord. God, I ask in your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for your help to us. Lord, we give you the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and worship the Lord this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you today, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. I praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful for the blood of Jesus. Thankful for the blood of Jesus. Thankful for the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Worshiping this morning. Hallelujah. Let's give Him praise today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. We give you praise. Lord, we give you glory today, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm thankful for the blood of Jesus. Thankful for the blood of Jesus. I'm thankful for the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. I thank you for your blood, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord God, that cleanses us from every sin, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I'm thankful for the blood of Jesus. Thankful for the blood of Jesus. I'm thankful for the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. You can be seated if you'd like. Brother Jackson, come and help us this morning. Amen.
Take the red books this morning and turn to page 52. Hallelujah. Man, whatever situation you're facing today, whatever trial you're facing, just reach up and grab the Master's hand. Hallelujah.
As I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me. Leads me safely through the sinking sand. It is the Christ of Calvary. And this would be my prayer, dear Lord, each day to help me do the best I can. For I need thy light to guide me day and night. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand.
Arms. verse that's been running over in my mind quite a bit lately, and I'd like to try it this morning. My life is in your hands. Hallelujah. Starts out, I know that I can make it. We'll give it a try. I know that I can make it.
Yeah.
My way, my life is in your hand. With Jesus I can take it, with him I know I can stand. And no matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands.
Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord praise this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we give you praise this morning, Lord. God, oh God, with your help, Lord Jesus. God, with your strength, Lord God, we can stand, Lord Jesus. God, we'll pass the test, Lord. God, will weather the storm, Lord Jesus. God, will make it, Lord God, trusting in you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. And no matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God we can make it. Hallelujah. There's times that we thought we couldn't, but the grace of God is always sufficient for every test, for every trial, right? Hallelujah. Amen. This afternoon will be nursing home service, the nursing home, 2 o'clock. Please go over and help Sister Lisa with the nursing home service. And Sister Keaton always looks forward to those services. Especially when it's our church that's there. She's a little prejudiced towards our church. And she better be. Amen. But we want to make her let her know that we still think of her. And we love Sister Keaton. And also, tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, will be kitchen cleanup out at the campground. Starting at 9 o'clock in the morning, bringing lunch. Help us start getting the camp cleaned up. Camp's just around the corner. Just around the corner. If any of you would like to, sometimes different ones, if you'd like to have a building that you take responsibility for to make sure it's cleaned, if you'd like to do that, just let me know what building you'd like to cover, and we'll make sure that you have all the supplies that's necessary if you need anything, all right? And that'll be a help to us. Tuesday night, men's fellowship, 6 o'clock, in the evening, something good to eat, sign-up sheets out in the foyer. For those of men that plan on coming, you're going to bring something to eat with you. Why don't you sign up, let us know so we can make arrangements for the meal on Tuesday evening. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss Tuesday night. You don't want to miss. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. And I don't want any of you ladies trying to sneak in. Well, we thought we'd help clean up or something. No, no, no. You wouldn't let us come to any of your ladies' things for all this time. And so now when, no, it'll be good. So on Tuesday evening, 6 o'clock, all right? Amen. Lord bless you. Turn with me, if you would, to the book of Psalms. Book of Psalms 103. Had this on my heart here for the past couple weeks, so here we're going to share some things with you from the book of Psalms, chapter 103. Wednesday night we shared with you, and the first two verses here, and man, Lord help us, want to share something this morning from verses 3 through 5. Let's start in verse 1 if we can. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Amen. Thank God for all of His blessings and all of His wonderful benefits to His children. Hallelujah. Amen. We're a blessed people. We're a blessed people. He's the psalmist. David starts off, bless the Lord, O my soul. It's a personal command. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen. He's commanding himself to bless God, to bless the Lord, a personal command. And he says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Amen. Can you see that the passion that he is compelled to praise God with? It's a passionate praise. All that is within me. Hallelujah. Amen. And then he says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Amen. This is the purpose for which we were created. Amen. To bless the name of the Lord and to bless God. Amen. It's our purpose. Well, if you need reasons, and then David, the psalmist, goes into verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. Amen. I don't know. Maybe it's age or whatever it is, but sometimes I get prone to forget, and we get forgetful. But I know the Lord's merciful for some of our forgetfulness. But man, there's one thing I don't ever want to forget is the goodness of God, His blessings to me. I don't want to forget all of His benefits, all of His benefits. Amen. And I'm going to share something. You know, the Lord knows exactly the desires of our heart. He knows the desires of our heart. Don't He, Sister Veach? He knows exactly what we desire. Amen. And I'm not going to embarrass her. I won't do that. But Sister Veach had a desire for something this past week. And nobody knew about it. Nobody knew it. I didn't know about it. She just had a desire in her heart. And somebody, just out of the kindness of their heart, that just had a little inkling of knowledge or heard a little birdie talking to them or something. Amen. And they just moved on them to provide that thing that she desired so much. They called me and said, would you take this by and give it to Sister Veach? I said, well, sure I will. I went by and she was in the backyard. Man, when she saw what I brought over there to her, she just couldn't believe it. She just could not believe it. She is in such shock. But God knows the desires of our heart. Hey, man, I don't know. You know, it's not just in the physical things, but in every area of our life, God knows exactly the desires of our heart. And He blesses us. I don't want to forget to bless the Lord. Amen. And to give Him praise for all that He's done for me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits and all the good things that He's done for me. Amen. You know, serving the Lord has some great benefits. there's some benefits in serving the Lord. Amen. It seems like David just starts pulling out some of the choicest and the most beautiful of pearls. Amen. And putting them on display here in these next few verses as he tells us and lists some of the things, amen, some of the benefits that God has blessed and God has blessed him with. And first of all, he starts off, "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities." Thank God he removes all sin. Hallelujah. The removal of all of our sin. There's no need to start anywhere else. This is the foundation of our praise and our worship, is that God has forgiven us of our sins. It don't really do any good to thank him for everything else and forget to praise him for the removal of our sins from off of our soul. Thank God our sins are gone. Hallelujah. Who forgiveth. It seems to me like not that he has forgiven, but that he forgiveth. Amen. It's a continual forgiving of all of our sins. Amen. That David is talking about here. He was to remember some of the sins of his past, but then he begins to rejoice and thank God that those sins are gone, that God has forgiven him of all of these sins. Amen. The guilt all removed off of your life. Amen. All the guilt and all of the shame and all the reproach of your sin lifted off of you. Thank God. Amen. We need to remember to give God praise that he removed all of our sins and has taken them from us. The Bible says he has cast them as far as the east is from the west. Amen. Removed, and so has our transgressions been removed from us. Thank God our sins are gone today and we can stand here before the Lord and worship him and give him praise, knowing that sin has been taken away from us. Hallelujah. Amen. That's where our praise needs to start. That's the threshold of praise right there, is remembering that God has saved our soul. Amen. If you're here this morning and you'd like to give God praise, but you've not yet asked God to forgive you of all of your sins, amen, this is where you need to start. You need to start by asking the Lord to take away all of your sin, to come into your heart and to wash you clean and to get forgiveness of all of the sin of your life. Amen. Then you'll have reason to praise the Lord and to worship God. The greatest thing that the Lord has ever done for any one of us is the fact that he saved our soul. Amen. That is the most important thing. And we need to start right here today. Amen. Saying, "Lord, let my soul bless thee today. Let me worship you. Let me glorify your holy name. My Savior, my Lord, my Redeemer, amen, that you saved me from all of my sins, all of my transgressions. Thank you, God, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for saving me." Amen. No need to go any farther till we thank him, amen, for saving us from our sin. Amen. After we thank him for removing of our sins, David goes on to say, "Who healeth all thy diseases." Who healeth all thy diseases. Recovery from all of our sicknesses. Hallelujah. There's a reason to praise God. Amen. Because he's helped us recover from all of our sickness. Amen. Who healeth all thy diseases. Amen. Thank God that there's healing in the blood of Jesus today. Thank God that through Jesus Christ we can have healing. Amen. Do you remember how many times God has touched your body? Remember how many times you've asked the Lord, "Lord, I need a touch right now." Amen. And even though he was unseen, Brother Carter, amen, he was not out of touch. Amen. And you could touch God, and God could touch you and heal you of the sickness that was in your body. Amen. And right now, this morning, amen, you may have sickness in your body. Amen. Why don't you already start worshiping him and thanking him for the healing, and believe God going to heal you this morning of the sickness in your body today. Amen. He heals of all of our diseases. He heals. There is nothing that is too hard for God. Amen. No disease, no sickness, amen, that is beyond the touch of God that he cannot heal. He deserves our praise. He deserves worship for all the times that he has healed us. Amen. Praise the Lord. I love giving these little kids a sucker, and they know where they can get them. No way to get him. Little Trace, he does this. That's how he does it. Little Zach calls it a lick-lick. But I like to see their expression of thanks. Amen. When you do something for them, right? How many times has God done something so wonderful for you? I cannot tell you how many times I've prayed for the Lord to touch my body. I can't tell you how many times I've asked the Lord to heal my body or to heal my children or to heal Sister Ruth. I can't tell you how many times I've... And you know, God is always faithful. God has always been faithful. Thank God. I don't want to forget to praise Him for healing all of our sicknesses, for healing our bodies and helping us to recover from every illness and every sickness. We need to bless the Lord this morning. Bless the Lord. Amen. Verse 4, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Redeemeth thy life from destruction. The word destruction there is not just the destruction of sin, but all the times that we were in danger and God spared our life. We were looked like we were facing destruction, but God spared us. David is probably thinking back in his mind, thinking of a lion. David is probably thinking back in his mind of a bear. David is probably thinking about standing before the giant Goliath. Maybe the times in battle with the Philistines where it seemed like maybe he was outnumbered or sure to be doomed and destruction was sure. Amen. But God came and rescued him and saved him and redeemed him out of the hand of destruction. How many times does it look like we were facing the doom? Amen. But God came and redeemed us from destruction. Amen. Saved us from the certain doom that we were facing. Saved us from the inevitable. Thank God for all the times that He's delivered us from destruction. Man, not only has He saved us from destruction, but He's even saved us from self-destruction. Amen. Because don't you know that all sin is self-destruction? Amen. All the times that we do things that to bring destruction upon ourselves, all the times we put our own self in danger, but thank God He is there to bring us out and to rescue us and to redeem us from destruction. I need to hurry this morning. Amen. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Amen. Crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Hallelujah. You know, not when we think about a crown, we obviously think of something that goes on our head, but that's not just a crown. The only way you can describe a crown. But a crown means to be surrounded or encircled or to be ringed in. And if you look here at this verse, he says, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Amen. We are ringed by His grace, surrounded by the graces of God. All of it, no matter which way you turn. Amen. The grace of God. No matter where, no matter which way you go, amen, you find His loving kindness and His tender mercy. Amen. Whether you walk backward or go forward or to your right or to your left, to the north, south, east or west, everywhere you go, you're surrounded by His tender mercies. Amen. His wonderful grace. Amen. That He has surrounded us with His loving kindness. Amen. I'm thankful that God has put a hedge about my life. Amen. I thank You, Lord God. Amen. For all, everywhere I go, everywhere I turn, I cannot help but see the hand of God in my life and see the grace of God. Amen. Surrounding my life. No matter which way I turn. Amen. No matter where I look, I see the loving kindness of God. I see His gentle mercy. I see the grace of God reaching out to my life. And no matter where I look, I can't help but lift my hands. Amen. And give Him glory and give Him praise for all of His kindness, all of His goodness, and everything that He's done for me. Hallelujah. Amen. We're surrounded, we're ringed in by the grace of God, His loving kindness. Amen. His gentle mercies. Amen. The wonderful goodness of God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad that no matter where I turn in my life, I can see the hand of God. He's never once left me. Amen. Job, bless his heart. Amen. Yes, remember that Satan said, you put a hedge about him. You put a hedge about him. I can't even get close to him. Amen. Well, the devil was admitting to the fact, amen, that Job was surrounded by the grace of God. Amen. Everywhere that Job looked, there was the hand of God and the goodness of God. Everywhere he looked, he was blessed. I can't help it. Every area, avenue of my life, every facet of my life, every area of my life, I see the hand of God. I see the blessings of the Lord. Amen. No matter if I look upon myself or my family, if I look upon the church, amen, and everywhere I look, I see the hand of God. I cannot help but lift my hands and give Him praise today. Hallelujah. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things. Woo. He replenishes and satisfies with good things. Hallelujah. Praise God. Look at what God has given us. Amen. Satisfy thy mouth with good things. Amen. The desires of our heart. Amen. All the blessings of God everywhere we look. Amen. Not only is it just enough, but it satisfies. He satisfies every desire. He satisfies and meets every need. Amen. I feel like that God has satisfied every craving in my life. Amen. God is good to me. Thank God. Amen. That every appetite, every desire, amen, can be satisfied in my Lord Jesus. He's so good to fulfill every need and every desire of my life. Amen. I cannot help but lift my hand and say, Lord God, You've replenished me over and over with Your blessings. Every day, Lord, every morning, Your mercies are new, Lord. Your faithfulness is good every day, Lord Jesus. I cannot point to one day that You've neglected me or I have had to do without. Thank You, God, for Your bountiful blessings. Amen. Forget not all of His benefits. Hallelujah. Satisfieth thy mouth with good things. With good things. So that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Thank God for renewed strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for renewed strength. Hallelujah. Friday evening, we was working out the camp. We was relocating 500 boxes of tile, Brother Craig. I don't know how many boxes of tile. Man, I tell you what, I was never so glad to see that last box of tile moved. Man, I felt like my arms were 2 inches longer. I came home and I was just so tired. So tired. My arms ached. My back ached. But I could go to bed and I looked so forward to it. Then in the morning I woke up and you know what? It's amazing. But strength is renewed. Strength is renewed. Isn't that a wonderful grace of God? Amen. It seems like sometimes when we feel like we have exerted all of our strength, amen, we can lay down and rest in the arms of God. Amen. And have our strength renewed to us. Amen. Every day, God gives us added strength. Every morning when you wake up, no matter how tired you went to bed the night before, amen, you seem like you wake up and you're ready to face another day. Added strength. Amen. God blesses you with new energy each and every day. Amen. Thank God that God has blessed us with renewed strength. Amen. It seems like in the time of our trial, amen, when we cannot go any farther, amen, God blesses us with more strength. Amen. When we go through our times of discouragement, God blesses us with more strength. When we go through the hardships of life and we've grown weary with all the troubles of our life, God gives more strength. Amen. I don't want to forget all of His benefits. I want to bless the Lord, oh my soul. Amen. And forget not all of His benefits. All of the good things that He's done in my life. God has blessed us. God has blessed us. Amen. Amen. I can take these six little pearls. These six little pearls of praise and put them in my hand. Amen. And I can think about all the wonderful things that God has done. Amen. But let me tell you what, it's not just six little things that I'm talking about. It's untold number of things that God has done in my life. Amen. When I look at him, when I look in the, and I see that all the sins that he's removed off of my life, it's not just one sin, but it's a long list, a multitude of sins that he has forgiven me of and removed from off of my life. Thank God for that. Amen. All the times, not just one time has he healed me of sickness, but so many times that he's healed me of sickness. Not just one time that he's healed my children or my wife, but all time, many times that he's healed my wife and my children. When I think about how he saved me from destruction, it's not one time I was in danger, but it's many, many, many times. And sometimes I did not even know that I was in danger. Amen. When I think about all the graces of God, it's not just one good thing that God's blessed me with. Amen. But he surrounded me all around my life. Amen. I see all the good things of God. Amen. He's not just satisfied me one time. Amen. With the desires of my heart. But every day, amen, continually through the day, he satisfies my mouth with good things. Amen. And every day, he renews my strength. So it's an untold number of times and blessings that God has blessed me with. Amen. I want to give him praise this morning. I want to glorify God for all that he's done in my life. Hallelujah. Psalmist David says, bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me. All that is within me. Hallelujah. How much of yourself did you bring to church today? How much of yourself did you bring to church today? Amen. We put so much of our energies in the world. We put so much of our strengths in the world. We put so much of our mind out in the world. Amen. When we come to church, we don't have so much to offer. Amen. But oh, today, Lord God, I want to forget about everything else. God, I don't want to conserve my energy. I want my mind to be focused upon you, Lord Jesus. I want to worship you and bless the Lord, oh my soul, with all that is within me, Lord. With all of my strength. With all of my mind. With all of my energy. I want to bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't feel like that God's blessed me half-heartedly with benefits, but I feel like God has overwhelmed me with benefits. Hallelujah. I don't think he's just given me barely enough, but I think he's given me an abundance. David said, bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not. Forget not all of his benefits. I think David probably realized that a time or two as he lifted his hands to worship God. Lord, what do I have to praise you for? Oh, don't forget. Don't forget all of his benefits. Hallelujah. Would you stand with me this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus. Let's lift our hands and let's begin to worship the Lord this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I worship you this morning. Lord, I give you the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many of you this morning know what it's like to be saved from your sin? To have your sins removed off? Raise your hand. Hold it up there. You know what it's like to have your sin taken away. Hallelujah. Probably if you want to, you could think of a sin that God's forgiven you of. Maybe it's the sin of lying. Maybe it's stealing. Maybe it's something much worse than that. You could probably think of some instance or some opportunity, some time in your life that God has forgiven you of that horrible sin. Amen. What I want you to do is I want you to lift your hands with me today and let's thank God. Amen. That we've been freed from our sin. Hallelujah. That sin has been removed. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus. God, I'm unworthy of your grace, Lord. Lord, that you'd send your son Jesus to die on a cross. God, to save me, Lord God. God, that you'd take away all of my sin, Lord Jesus.
Lord, that you would remove my sin, Lord, and take them and remove them as far as the east is from the west. Lord God, that you would cast it in the depths of the sea. Lord, I thank you, God, that you are forgiving of our sins, Lord. God, thank you, Lord Jesus. God, that you saved us, O Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let's thank God for his healing power this morning. Amen. Thank him and say, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, God. Thank you for healing my body, Lord. Thank you, God, for helping me to recover from sickness. Lord, all the times that you've touched me. God, all the times, Lord God, that I felt your touch. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Why don't we thank him? Let's give him praise this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, Lord. You're worthy
of all of the glory, all of the honor, all of the praise.
Oh, it makes me want to shout.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all of the glory, all of the honor, all of the praise.
Hallelujah.
I want you to come to this altar today. Amen. Let's come and let's give God the glory today. Amen. He's worthy of all the praise. He's worthy of all the honor this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's not any of us today that could sit back and say, Lord, God, I wish there was some reason I could worship you. Amen. I believe that God has touched every one of our lives. Amen. To a point that we can give him praise and that we can give him glory. Hallelujah.